Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to a Fireside Chat. This is your host, Lance White, otherwise known as Zany Mystic to some. Well, tonight's going to be a fun show. I have a guest who, she hasn't answered her phone yet, but that's okay because, you know, the universe rolls out its magic carpet and it gives us what we need. It doesn't always give us what we want. So we're going to kind of give her a chance to call in. She might be in the ladies' room. You never know. So in the meantime, I'd like to be able to open up the lines and find out what people are thinking about today and, you know, either answer questions, get into dialogues, and so on and so forth. So I'm encouraging people to call in and say hello, even if you just want to say hi. I'm so-and-so from, you know, Texarkana or Louisiana or New Orleans. And, you know, what's going on out there in the world? What are people interested in? What are you concerned about? Our toll-free numbers are 877-876-5227. And in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. So I encourage everybody to, you know, don't be afraid. It's just a telephone. You know, the telephone can't bite you. And it's a call. We'll do call-ins, kind of like some of you listen to George Nuri and Art Bell on Coast to Coast. And, in fact, I do, too. That's where I get a lot of my good ideas. And, in fact, you know, there have been some really, really interesting shows there the last few nights with guests who are talking about some of the Earth changes that are going on. And, you know, many of them are saying, well, the one last night came out and said it. We're in the end times. This is it, you know. And he came from a slightly Christian background. He wasn't a Christian to start with. He said, you know, I was wild and crazy and I did this and that, and he was a musician. And now, apparently, he had a calling, and he saw Jesus in person, which is not something that everybody gets the opportunity to do, unfortunately. It would be a lot clearer, you know, Christianity would be a lot clearer if we all were able to be visited, but apparently that's not how it works. So, but what he said was really interesting, and he was talking about the Earth grids, and there's apparently a lot going on with there are birds falling out of the sky. He said there's electromagnetic weapons that various governments are using right now. And he said from his sources, which are pretty high up in the alphabet soup agencies, there's so much going on there that people would be absolutely horrified. They'd be in their churches praying if they knew how much was going on. The technology has advanced beyond our ability to really hang on to it and really comprehend it. And given the fact that there's so many people of a negative polarity that are in charge of the funds and the technology, it seems like a pretty dark situation out there. So, you know, I encourage people to call in and say, you know, speak your mind, talk about it, bring up possibilities. We can talk about UFOs or aliens. I do want to tell you, on that subject, I just read a wonderful book, and I'm going to be having this lady on my show as a guest. Her name is Anne, and she wrote a book about Jason, her indigo child, and it is riveting. She talks about Jason, and apparently, not unlike Whitley Strieber, who has had multiple abductions and experiences of that nature, Jason had a really, really hard time of it. And he, you know, was terrified, you know, and he'd be in his room and, you know, they'd come and he'd be screaming to his mother to help him. And apparently, you know, they didn't know quite what to do. They didn't want to acknowledge that this was something going on in their home. And as the book unfolded, and Anne is an excellent writer, she found out that not only was Jason being abducted, but she was, and her family, her father, had also been an abductee, which, you know, we read in some of the UFO literature that it runs in families often. And yes, there were experiments and some kind of DNA manipulation. And, you know, but the bottom line is that Jason is here to help us. And so, at least in this instance, I tend to see that there is a benevolence. There's a benevolence going on, and it's not, in general, even though we know that just like there are good humans and bad humans and people who are self-centered and people who are not, the alien agenda has to be all over the place. You know, if there are so many different ET races out there, you were bound to have, you know, gradations of all different colors within each one. So, but the good news is that no civilization can advance further than where we've come without having resolved the need to kill each other. And this is where we seem to get stuck. You know, we seem to get stuck in this point where we are on the verge of all of it. The brass ring is right there. And in ancient civilizations, which, you know, are like Atlantis and Lemuria, the Mayans, Aztecs, and so on, the Egyptians, something happens. We reach a cosmic cycle. And when the gears of the universe and the cosmos roll around again, and we have that opportunity to ascend to a higher vibration, it seems as if those who are in power have collected the information and hidden it from the rest, and basically are using it to enslave and keep others in domination. And that's a basic difference between those who serve themselves and those who serve others. And, you know, we can see that on this planet now there's some kind of war going on. It's not necessarily taking place in Iraq. And if you look beyond the curtain, you know, you can begin to see that there are certain themes that have recurred over and over in our history, and they're up for us right now. The Earth is cleansing. She is getting ready to make her own little jump. And in all the time that she's hosted various human forms and alien life forms, as if anything could be alien, the whole universe is alien, during all that time, she has absorbed quite a bit of negativity. And so before the planet Terra or Gaia, Earth, whatever you want to call it, Earth Mother, Earth Goddess, before she can move upwards, she needs to cleanse the energy that is on her body. And part of that energy is us. So from my research, it's indicated that if the Earth does ascend to a higher vibration or a higher density, that she's not going to be here in 3D. So that implies that, you know, we're reaching a point when we'll have to make some choices. Now, were those choices made 4.5 billion years ago? Were they made yesterday? Are they made on an ongoing basis? Maybe all of the above. Maybe we continually have the ability to make choices to move closer into alignment with our higher purpose. And maybe we have the choice to move further away from it. And, you know, I think many people have experienced synchronicity and events that come together, and they indicate that there is some kind of pattern, and that when we move closer to ourselves, we're in alignment with that pattern. And Jung used to call that the archetype, that there are archetypes, and we are those archetypes. And the truer we are to ourselves and the purpose of our oversoul, which is to experience certain things, it seems the more we have smooth sailing. So we're headed for some rocky times. Now, there's a comet that is approaching us, and one thing that I'm curious about, I've never really resolved for myself the Zechariah Sitchin's work on the 12th planet. And some of you may be familiar with it. I haven't read all of his work, but he has translated the Sumerian tablets. And he is claiming that there is a 12th planet that comes around every, I think it's every 3,600 years. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. And that it is going to come around, and that at that time the Earth is, you know, basically, it's in its last days. That the comet affects humanity in such a way that, you know, there's a pole shift, and, you know, lots of changes, and they're not in for our benefit, at least not in the physical realm. So there's a comet approaching, and, you know, they're just. It's impossible to deny that there are signs all over the place that indicate that we're in a very turbulent period. So I don't know how others are handling that period, but, you know, some call them ascension symptoms, that they're symptoms of our receiving higher vibrations, and some people that resist them have more difficulty. And some who go with the flow still have difficulty. I don't think it's easy for anybody to be alive today. But it is interesting and it is fun. Maybe we can get Don in here to talk with us at some point. And we can see what wraps his ideas.
Well, hello, folks.
Oh, good. There you are.
Absolutely.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. How are you?
Oh, it's nice to talk to you. The last time I heard you on the radio was on the Don and Wynn show, and I loved it.
You guys
are so great together. You know, it's like this. You just say it like it is, and you know, you're just you. You talk, and you just have a feeling that there's an intimacy there because you're not really. There's no agenda. You're just being yourself, and it's really delightful.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, coming from you, that means a lot because you have, you know, I've always, and excuse my voice, a little rough, and I'm trying to speak softly to make sure I don't overbear the feed that's going in to this live stream.
Thank you.
Because my voice might, it augments it, but coming from you, that's a very high compliment. I truly appreciate it because you have a phenomenal show. I think you have almost an intrinsic, an innate understanding of spirituality, who you are and where you're coming from. I know you're a seeker and you've been seeking hard and fast for many years, and I know that, I feel that, but you don't realize how far you've come. You have come all the way. And you still wonder even how far you've come. You always think you got so far to go, but I got to tell you, Zany, you're already there.
Oh,
okay?
You.
Really, you have the answers you're seeking for.
You know, what's funny is that I just wrote that very information to somebody else who was asking some questions.
Well, see, you're already there. The student is the master, is the student. And, you know, you can't be one without being the other.
You know, don't you feel that we all kind of play both roles, that we slip in and out of these roles, sometimes even without being aware of it?
I think we do. I think we do, yes.
You're definitely there too, my friend.
it's the greatest part of joy in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we can all change everything right here, right now, by just taking the next second to do the next right thing.
Yes.
It's
absolutely.
Really not that complex.
Yeah, exactly. And then when people ask, well, how do I know what the right thing is?
Ask yourself. Sit down and, I mean, it'll come. I promise you, it'll come.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can tell when you've done that thing and if it feels good.
That's right. There's no emoting, no emotion or feeling that's giving you any angst or knots within your coding. It's a very open, expressive way, and that allows even your genetics to spread.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the quantum physics people are now saying that when you're in a state of love and compassion and openness, that the DNA within us literally unravels and unloosens, which to me is it's communicating, and that when we're negative and withdrawn and angry, expressing negativity, that it literally tightens up.
And there's a whole new science behind this. In fact, funny, you should mention this, because, and I can't remember, but I've been doing quite a bit of reading on exactly that phenomenon.
Uh-huh.
And there's quite a bit of research now to indicate exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, yes.
I mean, really, in hard science, just, I mean, yes, again, it extrapolates out hard science, but, wow, the conclusions and the way it's all coming together, it's pretty remarkable stuff.
Yes. You know, what I wonder about is, will we have the opportunity to go far enough to see where this will take us? You know, it does seem like there's a race, and that there are those who pull most of the strings, who would prefer not to have us awaken, you know, and are actually literally making it difficult, you know, are putting blocks in the way.
Well,
not only is it difficult because not lethargy, but when you're inertia and the sleep of life, you know, being immersed in trying to stay alive and, you know, the car breaks down and then, oh my God, I've got to fix the car and the kids are waiting at school. And, you know, it's nutty. And there's not a moment of peace when we can just sit with ourselves and think, what do I feel? What do I want out of life? Am I connected with my own higher self? Am I happy? Do I like my job? Would I rather tell my boss to go F himself and quit?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it's best to do things like that.
Well, you know, it comes down to what's your highest expression.
Yes.
And if you're living your highest expression, you're going to find an extreme amount of joy.
Yes.
In your life.
Yes.
And that highest expression really is only something that you will know.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And in that expression, for instance, you doing the radio station, in your highest expression, there will be moments when you'll wonder.
Absolutely.
And question and doubt. But if it really is in your highest interest, then you do push through those limits. You know,
well, see, that's faith in action, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's taking that. And look, folks, I don't much like that word, faith. I know. A lot of people do. It's got a great quality. Some people don't. But faith, to me, really, to get to a place of knowing, it's important that you actualize your faith.
Yes, yes.
And then you start to know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think it is important.
And I think you found, and many find, that once you start to actualize it, that you find yourself living it. That it's not something you do on a particular day for, you know, 3 hours at a particular building. It's a living faith, and you find that everything is alive and everything is mystical, and that things that you might have thought were inanimate begin to speak to you in a different way.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, everything feels different. It feels different. You behave differently. Life takes on a much more beautiful quality.
Mm-hmm.
I don't focus on the negative. I don't pay attention to the mainstream gobbledygook. And I stay away from, you know, a lot of the anger and emotions. It's not that I don't like to feel them when they come. I do, but I just,
yeah,
I don't allow myself to get really wrapped up, because
yeah,
what you're seeing in the mainstream media just is not at all what's really going on.
No.
So if you're getting emotional by what you're seeing, then...
then that's what they want.
Then that's what they want. Yeah.
And it can only happen if you allow it and you choose it.
Sure. The first step is knowing the truth, and then saying, no, you know, I want to choose a different way, and then living accordingly.
Yes.
Living accordingly. Now, that's going to mean many things to many people.
Right, right. Right, right. And there is no one you know, no one person can say, well, this is the way to do it.
Exactly.
This is it. Everybody can do this.
That's right. There's no one way.
That's not true.
Exactly.
You know, so when people start saying, well, I have the answer for you.
Look out. Start running.
You need to do this.
Start selling.
You need to do this DNA unraveling, or you need to, you know. And a lot of the people out there today have some pretty good stuff.
You know, it's not only that a lot of people will tell you they have the answer. They definitely want to give you their answer.
Yes.
So that you adopt it as your own.
Exactly.
It creates a beautiful illusion that we're all now wrapped into.
Yes, yes. Well, how do you see this particular year? We've just come into 2007, Don. And I've been hearing apocalyptic things. What's your take on that?
Okay, certainly. I'd love to go into that. Folks, if you really wanted to know how I feel, I'll tell you. I think you're going to see some change. But I don't think it's going to be on a scale that's going to be massively destructive. I think it's going to be smooth, steady, consistent, and gradually people are going to realize to move away from the coastlines because it's getting a little crazier. But I really believe that this is going to be it's a shifting, it's a change in our magnetics, it's a change in the vibration of the planet, the speed at which it resonates. There are changes coming, but I do think they're going to be, they've been, before these changes have occurred, I think they sometimes can be dramatic in areas. Don't let the dramatic areas and all the hoopla about that shock you. Because, yes, there are areas that will get hit like biblical problems, and you'll be reading about it for the next 10,000 years. Mm-hmm. And then there are areas that are going to be very gentle coasting through these changes. I think if you feel comfortable where you're at and you're happy, if it's your time to die, see ya.
Yeah.
You know, you can be as happy as you want if that's your contract and you're ready and they're ready to take you. And you know, you can be blissfully happy, but see you later. You know, I'll miss your emails.
Right.
But if it's your time to die, you know, no matter where you are, you're gone. And if it's not, no matter where you are, I think you're going to be fine.
Yes.
So the fear, if you believe in your own power, get rid of it. It's unnecessary. It's unhealthy. It's unproductive. And all it'll do is continually complicate your life.
Yep, I agree.
Any of this fear, any of it, yes, okay, take the information. Does it make sense? Are we going to get some problems here? Yes. Is this going to intrude on my personal life? It could. Just file it away. If you feel the important, if you feel that you must take stronger steps to safeguard yourself, your family, like moving, stocking up, whatever it is, do that.
Yes.
If your soul is prompting you,
yes,
go inward, seek the answer. By all means, I would suggest you should do that.
Yes.
But if your soul is not giving you that answer, you know, don't. Now, if everybody in your family is pointing at you and saying, we got to move, and your soul is saying, no, we don't have to, hey, don't be egotistical. You might want to take a look around you and listen to why you're getting these signals.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to about using the wisdom you've acquired over the many lifetimes and having a very enjoyable, fun time in your life that leads you, hopefully, out of this type of an experience.
Yeah.
If you're ready to leave, and many are, it's a good time to be doing it. And not by killing yourself, but by riding the energies, letting it take you. Ascension is going to mean many things to many people.
Yes.
I'm sure it'll occur. I personally believe most people will die before they realize, okay, they're dead, and they can ascend beyond this, you know, because they figure, well, I've had, but I believe there's going to be a time now that many will do that physically.
Yes.
It's been done before. I just think now it'll be done a little wider scale.
Yes, yes, I agree with you on that. And isn't that a strange thought to think that that it is possible that we may not have to literally, physically die to be reborn? We can literally keep the body we're in and be transformed, transmuted, that our life body will grow in strength, and that at some point we'll be in full consciousness. I see that as totally possible.
Well, here's what I've always said to people who've asked me this, and this is how I feel. If I am one with the Creator,
mm-hmm.
and we are about to go into a very wonderful time period in the cycle of our planet and our galaxy in the ascension process,
mm-hmm.
then, damn it, it better be exciting.
Yes,
you know, I'm not here so that I can grow till I'm 90, 100, and just fade away like I did the last several lifetimes.
Right, right.
This better be grand. I think we're worth it. Everybody keeps telling us we're perfect. I believe we're perfect. I believe the Creator loves us unconditionally.
Yep.
And I personally believe that we're worth it.
Yes.
And I think all of heaven and earth and everything in between from one dimension to the next is trying to make that happen. I think it's going to be remarkable, because if it wasn't,
what kind of creator would that be?
Well, then it would kind of break my heart.
Yeah, I know.
I would be heartbroken. I'd pass away. I'd go up there at the pearly gates, folks. Let's add a little humor to this. Talk to St. Peter. I'd sit down with a cigar and probably a bottle. And I would say, man, you better have a swig of this too, because we're going to talk.
You guys blew it.
Well, yeah, I think this has to be, I really believe we're worth it.
Yeah.
And if we believe we're worth it, if we do, because I believe it, then it's going to be an extremely remarkable time period.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not far away from it.
I don't think so.
But I don't think it's going to be disastrous. I think, yes, folks, there's still contracts out there that are going to be met, I think, karmically, to wash away and cleanse and to continually send signals of love to the rest of us. So there will be, you know, groups and hardships throughout the world yet coming. I believe that. But I don't think anybody right here who's listening to this has it outside of themselves to they have it within their power to change it.
Mm-hmm.
If they listen to themselves.
It's kind of like, an analogy might be like going to the fun park, you know, the, twin, what do they call it? That one where they have all the Ferris wheels and the rides and things. And, you know, when you go to a place like that, there may be one ride that knocks your socks off.
Yes.
That blows your skirt up. And, you know, the people who create those places, I mean, you know, there are a lot of fun rides. There are a lot of rides that leave you feeling okay, but we're looking for the one that, you know, nobody expected it. This is a tour de force. This is a performance that you will never forget. It was grand. It was great. It was glorious. And everybody was surprised, and that's the kind of experience that my Creator would create.
You see, and I agree.
Something that just completely takes you by surprise.
See, we're not supposed to have expectations or judgments on the outcome. I agree, but again, folks, hey, if this isn't something remarkable, yeah, I'm going to be sitting down with a bottle with somebody, sharing my thoughts.
You really?
That's how I feel.
The guest last night said something interesting about that kind of surprised me, and in a sense it didn't. But he said that there are some bird deaths around the various places on the globe, and as many as 500, and some of them apparently looked like they had fried. And they just fell out of the sky and they were dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that his inside source claimed that there are electromagnetic pulses and that every country is experimenting with electronic technology for warfare.
Certainly.
So, you know, there are going to be isolated incidents where, you know, there are boys playing with their toys, and so far it doesn't look as if humans got hurt. Oh, the other thing he said was that Katrina was manufactured.
Well, it was the strangest movement for a hurricane I've ever seen.
Yes, yes. Now, isn't that strange?
Mm-hmm.
I had actually wondered if it might be, only because of some of the inconsistencies that I had heard, and the fact that it was just dropped there like.
Yes.
You know, all the promises were made. I heard somebody who talked about, you know, our leader going in there and lecturing, and they brought all their own lighting, and they set everything up, and then, you know, it all sounded nicey-nice, and things are getting better. Then they shut the lights off, took all that stuff, and marched away, and it was just pure darkness. And, you know, that's been pretty much consistent with this particular epoch, you know, this leadership, and, you know, you have to hand it to them. You know, that's a difficult role to fulfill, the one of being the bad guy and doing things that really are not in alignment with perhaps the highest interest of humanity and of the planet.
I agree.
And you have to believe that everything's happening for a reason.
Well, see, a lot of people here tend to think they're here to be saviors. And, you know, it's interesting because if they don't think that heaven above, let's call it, can handle it.
Yes.
Then
arrogance.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Hubris.
And not only do they want to make themselves saviors,
yeah,
they want to make you saviors. Now we're all saviors, first of all. So the rest is just kind of incomplete.
Well, we've never had a period of time, really, when, you know, we've all been able to walk in total peace, where everybody really has been equal, and where wealth has not been sequestered away by, you know, a few sneaky individuals. And, you know, the bottom line is that a lot of the major events that have plagued us, the wars and things, are really just about money and shifting finances and other profits, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just robbery, and it's really sad. They're just very clever robbers, the robber barons, and all of that. From and then when they've got the trillions of dollars, then it's about controlling people, because it's not about the money anymore. It's about power over people.
Well, it's always been about
that. That's really sad. I think it's kind of pathetic.
Well, the money's kind of the byproduct. You know, the first thing they want to do is control your faith, and the second thing, of course, they want to control is what you're the information.
Yeah. Well,
so once
they
control the faith, and then they control the information, they got you.
Yeah.
And when you look at the money, the bankers, that's really the whole sick system started with these little bankers.
Yep.
Petty thieves. I like, you know, I tend to think of a bank as a and bankers as petty thieves, but
yes.
You know,
if not,
because they're really taking nothing of substance.
Yeah.
You know, and they think they're gaining the world.
Yes. And I think that those
they're
are
small in and not the people directly, but the industry and more. And it's just a small. It's just small mentality. Small.
And it all occurs in a 3D level. You know, there's no consciousness to it. There's no heart to it. There's no spirituality to it. And pretty much it's self-serving behavior.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people that listen to, you know, your shows, your wonderful shows, which you've done such an incredible job on this station, and, you know, other shows that are trying to get at and broadcast, you know, information that has a higher spiritual resonance to it, are turning away from materialism, because we've had 4.5 billion years to do this game. And you know what? Having stuff just isn't where it's at anymore.
That's right.
It never has been. And it's only created arguments and fights and wars and death. And, you know, it's really, really, it's just not necessary. And in the higher dimensions, you know, even in the next density, it's said that, you know, money isn't necessary. It's, you don't use money. Everything is manifested, you know.
Well,
and,
yeah.
It's in abundance, so.
It is.
You know, but to learn how to use that abundance and to be able to, you know, use wisely, that's part of, I think, what we're learning to do now.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing of the way they work, though. They separate out information. And, I mean, it really takes the whole people working together to make a real self-governing system work, and I think we can do it. I don't believe in government.
No. No, not at all.
You're not going to see me voting.
No.
Because that, and hey, everybody's screaming from the Republicans to the Democrats, vote, vote, get their butts. Look, I'm not going to vote. First of all, because I'm Canadian.
Oh,
and second of all,
you're part Canadian too.
Yeah, second of all, even if I was U.S., the thing about voting to me is when it's so crooked and when they give you two opponents and they give you what they want and you got to pick, you know. To me, that's, the whole system is so full of crap.
Oh, it's corrupt.
That I just
yeah.
can't be
to
a party
court.
To it, which means I then have to partake in it, witness to it, and uphold it.
Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense to me anymore, folks. Sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, pretty much you can know that, well, we've seen what's happened with our, you know, our leader here in the States, that he said, well, you know, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and then he does B, C, and D. You know,
every time.
He continues to do B, C, and D and says, well, I'm going to do... you know, A, B, and C, and then he does C, D, and E again, you know. It's just, you know, you would think after, you know, a few hundred times that we'd be smart enough to pick up on it, but, you know, it's mass hypnosis, and it's lying, and it's just, we don't want, we're good people. We don't want to see that there are people who are not like us that actually lie and manipulate.
Yeah.
Is there a buzzing on the line?
Could be. How's that?
Is that a caller?
Nope.
it's a buzz. It's a buzz. We're being buzzed.
Being buzzed. Does anybody, well, again, if anybody wants to call in, the number is 877-876-5227.
Right. And in Canada, 888. 810-8322. And no waiting, folks. You get right through. But, you know, so it really, you know, politics is kind of a funny thing. It's all, everything is at the pretty much the same level of manifestation until you start looking within and start turning away from materialism and looking, you know, for your own spirit.
Yeah, I agree.
That's where the answers come, you know. Your intuitive self is telling you at all times, you know, well, this is, go right, go left, or try this, or do that. And it's just a matter of unblocking the noise that it surrounds us and not taking in more of it from, say, the television and things that distract us, and just learn how to be with yourself, you know, learn how to be. You know, maybe without even doing anything. How many people can just sit for 5 minutes and not do anything? It's really not easy. You know, the little voice.
It is difficult.
Says, you should be doing this. You should be doing that. Get up and do the dishes. You got to. Well, you know what? It's not real. You know, you have to fight just to allow yourself a few minutes. Just
well, you got to remember, you've got
space, and then, you know, then to justify, I said, well, I'm going to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I can meditate because that's a legitimate reason for doing nothing. Really, it is. I know, Don, you meditate.
I do.
You get quite a bit out of it, too, don't you?
I try to meditate every day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can do it for me. I don't meditate. My life is a living meditation.
Well, it's, to me, it's...
But no, I don't recommend that. I say that jokingly, but there's a great deal to be gained from meditation, and it's I just don't find myself in the position.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a direction that I find myself
in. Yeah.
Really.
Well, when you feel it's something you want to do, then you take it on.
Right.
Yeah. You know, things are moving. You see, you guys are going to see a microcosm and a macrocosm linked together like you've never seen. That's a feeling. It's like you're going to see things happen on the earth, in yourself, and everywhere. And it's all going to build to a similar theme. Let's bring them on the air. You're on the air.
When you feel it. It's something you want to do, then you take it on.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Oh, could you turn off your radio, please?
Okay, it's difficult. Now I see what you mean.
Oh, I think I know who this is.
Yes, I think you do.
Is this Bernie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, nice to hear from you.
Well, I just had to call, even though... I've been putting it off because I'm loving hearing you two in this discussion.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
The two of you are getting a message out that is just making my heart sing.
Wow.
And I admire and respect you enough, I just had to call and say so.
Wow,
really,
Bernie, thank you. That is tremendous.
You know, that goes both ways. I admire and respect you, too.
Well,
you're a very wise
let's
woman.
Let's don't waste air time with compliments to each other. I just wanted to say so, and then you guys get back to these great conversations.
Oh, you don't want to talk on the air too much tonight?
No, that's your bag, not mine.
Oh, all right.
Well, thank you. Blessings to you this weekend, and thank you for calling in. That was wonderful.
Yeah,
bless you
so
both for doing such a wonderful thing for all of us.
I love doing it.
Me too.
It shows, and it's appreciated.
Thank you.
So I'll go back to listening, and you guys go back to talking.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Bernie. That was great. She's so wonderful.
Wow, that was nice.
Thank you, Bernie, for calling in. She's a dear friend. And, you know, those are the kinds of friendships that you find, you know, when you start peeling away the layers of what really is important, then I think it's kind of a magnetic process that you start to attract others of like mind. You know, because you're resonating at a different rate. Have you found that to be so, Don?
Well, to be honest with you, it couldn't be any other way. It just can't be any other way. That's the way it works in this. It's, you know, everything moves in a similar type of a fashion.
Mm.
And energy, there's various different forms of energy, but they all, you know, it always attracts to a similar form of energy.
Mm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to wade out to a similar form of energy. So it's, I don't know how it could be any other way. You're going to gravitate to what pulls you, and what you pull is going to gravitate towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to really create your universe, your world.
Mm-hmm.
You'll put in, it's not really creating it, but it's populating it.
Right.
With the
right.
experiences, with the events, with the people, places, persons, things that you know, hopefully will take you onto your higher path of growth.
Yes. You know, I'm curious to see what you think about a particular subject. I was asked recently about, actually it's come up in a couple of groups, when somebody has asked something along the lines of, if indeed we chose, or the script that we're going through now was written, you know, before all of this began in the mind of the Creator, that the seeds for it were already, for its fulfillment were already, you know, completed, do we still have free will, or are we actually just unraveling a script that was already written, or both? How do you see that?
Good question. Well, what is free will? See, what is the creator?
Yeah.
What's the truth? What's love? What's free will? Well, free will to me is omnipresence, omnipotence, right? It is total expression, right? It is the allowance, the acceptance, and the joy in total expression.
Yeah.
That's free will. I think free will has a modicum of intelligence, because in order for you to have to make a choice to have that action or the free will, you have to have a modicum of, I guess, a higher order intelligence. And if you, and as we are, I think free will to me is total expression.
Mm.
Now, do we have it? Here's what you got to ask yourself. When you are negative, and you constantly have negative feelings of one form or another, or judgments, angers, fears, what happens is you start to lose your choices.
Yeah.
Because you start to, you forget that you have more choices open to you.
Yes.
So as you slowly lose your choices, you actually are the cause of your own loss of free will.
Yes.
Nobody ever, and I mean ever, can remove that that was a gift of the Creator and that is the Creator. But you can choose to remove it from yourself in by way of illusion.
Yes.
And really that is a part of a lower experience, and you don't realize, again, it comes back to like Jesus, forgive them, they know not what they do, because they don't even realize they had the choice to do something differently. Now, where is the loss in free will? Does it happen on the higher end of the scale or the negative end of the scale?
Right. It seems like we can't turn away from what's higher within, and in doing so, as you said, by being trapped in negative patterns that limit our ability to choose, and that the more we're able to choose, we're able to move into a higher, we have possibilities for a higher level of being or consciousness, and that to me is the key or the ticket out of the ordinary humdrum existence that we'll find ourselves in. It's in changing our level of consciousness.
And it starts right with the indicator, and that's your emotions.
Yeah.
When you go into any situation in your life,
if
you find that your emotion is triggered, then figure it out.
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
Yes.
Because if it's not joyous, if you're feeling any angst, fear, anything, get to the root of it.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. Let it go.
Absolutely.
And it's simpler to let go than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah. And at the root of not letting go is often our fears, because we're afraid we're going to lose something. But
well,
when we give up, we gain in our freedom. And
remember, how can you lose that which you've given up? Because you only are what you've given.
Yeah.
Remember, the Creator is only what He's given to us. He is more than what He is, because we are all of Him.
Yes.
You can only be or have what you've given.
Yeah.
Now, when you truly get down and realize that, then the secret is really not really a secret anymore.
Right. So you don't have to buy the secret, you mean?
Well, it's because you only... think about it, folks. It'll become logical, and should be logical to you. If everything works the way it is, if you haven't given something, what have you become? What have you received? What are you? Nothing more than what you were. But once you've given something to all that is, have you not become greater than you were? And it reflects that. That's the property of the Creator. That which you give, you get.
Yeah.
And that which is given in love, which is the same, which is the refining of the vibrations, the refining, then those, of course, have a lot more energy.
Right.
because they don't have the veils holding the energy, stopping it.
That's right, that's right. And the negative energy is like...
It's like your genetics. It bunches up and causes a complication.
Yes, absolutely. And illness, blockages in the energy systems, which starts to manifest in, cancer and various other things. Messages are not getting through,
And that's exactly what it is. It's the messages not getting through.
We're not listening to it. We're not hearing.
That's right. You got it.
You know?
See, I tell you, I love you, Zany, and you've got a great, great, loving, powerfully, wonderfully knowledgeable head on your shoulders. I'm going to give you those accolades because you deserve them. And the audience knows it because they've listened to your programs.
Well, I have grown so much as a result of this program, and, I'm just honored that you took a chance on me many, many moons ago and sent me an email and said, would you like to have your own radio show?
Well, you took a chance on you.
Okay, I can't wiggle out of that one. Well, that's true. But I tell people that it crossed my mind at that time, who am I to think I can do a radio show?
Anybody can be a radio host.
Anybody can do it, folks.
That's right. If you have something to say and you really believe in it, and it's, anybody can. Look, if you don't believe that, just turn on your boob tube. Look at the newscasters we got going and tell me, if you can do better, then you're in. And I think anybody can do better than what you're saying.
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yeah.
And I recommend that people don't turn on the boob.
Has anybody noticed that all the newscasters tend to be getting younger and better looking? You'll find that these newscasters tend... Now, it's not because I'm getting older, no. It's because they want you tuning in.
Right. It's about sex.
It's even the news.
I know. It's all about sex.
Sex, gore, violence, and sensationalism.
It's all manufactured to snag and snare us without us knowing they're doing it.
Well, it's like a political fact.
Yes.
I mean, it's a political fact when that equals the truth.
Yes.
We're in a revolution.
Yep. I really like what you said about negativity, and I just wanted to share one thing about that. Many years ago, I was in a Gurdjieff Ouspensky school, and one of the premises of that, of what the information that Gurdjieff brought back from, esoteric places, we don't know quite where he got his information, but one of the things was that man is born and taken to a certain point, but he has to complete his own evolution. And one of the ideas that I found really fascinating was that we lose the energy that we have for awakening without even knowing it, and that the main loss of energy is through the expression of negative emotions.
Well, of course, you're absolutely right, and that's a brilliant surmise, summation. I agree, without a doubt.
And so, if you want to enhance a life of awakening, then it makes sense to put your fingers in the dike of the holes where, not literally,
Or figuratively.
Where the water's coming out, you have to stop the leaks.
Yeah.
And the leaks come out in judgment, self-judgment and judging others, comparisons,
Well, it's all about expectation.
Yeah.
When you come right down to it.
The inner critic that says you're not doing the right thing, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, that's part of the energy loss. And when you express negativity, it's usually, I'd say 99 times out of 100 for me, it's about ego. You can pretty much say, well, what is my ego flashing up for right now? What is it that I don't want to see?
Yeah.
Where am I trying to show that I'm right and they're wrong? And, that negativity doesn't hurt anyone else. It hurts us.
Well, that's right.
And that energy that we flush down the toilet is the energy that we could be using to awaken and achieve higher states.
In fact, we even have, and I quite agree, because they're... waste management system.
Yeah. Alan West used to call us.
You know, aren't these some of these waste management systems now trying to provide electricity based off the waste? That's kind of cool.
Huh. Well, you know, we're in some wonderful times. Like
Zany, we're in the best of times.
We really are.
It's right here. It's right now. Don't let anything or anyone ever steal your joy. I mean, it's yours. It's yours by who you are. You're right. If you let something steal your joy, you let them.
That's right. And during these times, if things start to happen on the planet that look scary, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't work to your benefit.
Fear lowers your vibration, and it allows us to be manipulated by forces that are, you know, a little bit higher than we are. So by buying into the fear, you know, there's nothing to fear. The worst that can happen is we'll die, and that's a ticket out, and then... You know, those are the lucky people. You know, if you get to cross over, my goodness, that's nirvana. So, you know, these are going to be wonderful times, and I'm just thankful there are people like Don around and Bernie and, you know, all the wonderful people who are, you know, of this wavelength and sharing the same resonance. And it's a real honor and a privilege to
thank
be here
you.
Right now.
It's a pleasure. I thank you, and I know the audience. It has other wear coming up. We're a minute over.
Yes. All right. Well, let's go then.
Well, it'll be a tape show, folks, just so you know. It is going to, because she won't be back until the 19th of January with her new live programming. So we will be running a prior broadcast.
Well, every one of her shows is wonderful. And
absolutely.
I
love her.
So I highly recommend it. Just stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Listen to that seductive Australian voice.
That's right.
And let her take you to new heights.
Exactly.
Well, thanks a lot, Don, for a wonderful show. I really appreciate it. And thank you for encouraging me to be on the air and not just plug in a tape show because my guest didn't show. It was a wonderful experience to share with you.
I enjoyed it more than I can tell. I love it. Jamie, thank you. Thank
All right,
you.
Take care, my friend.
God bless. And to the audience, stick around.